Well, first of all, we have to change our belief systems about what is happening. In other words, instead of believing in lack, we're going to have to start believing in abundance. Now, is the universe abundant?
Yes. Yeah.
In what way is it abundant? How many stars are there in the sky at night?
Billions.
There's no lack or limitation there, is there? If you look at the blades of grass, are there just a few? Or is it in the billions again? Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the wildflowers that grow in the field, is there a lack or limitation there? Mm. No. I mean, you hear the birds, is there a number only that is allowed to sing? There is no limitation or lack anywhere in the universe. It is only in our own heads that lack exists. You know, that's the only place where it exists, because the universe is very abundant in every area. So we have to understand that abundance is natural, that it is unnatural not to be abundant. When you and I are not abundant in every area of our lives, it means you and I are doing something wrong, and we want to change it. So the first belief system you want to create is that abundance is always available. That if you're not getting the abundance in whatever area you want to get it in, it means that you are doing something wrong, and that you need to correct it. Of course, it's always available. A good example I like to use is love. Can you imagine a mom saying to her 3-year-old daughter at the end of the day, "Well, I'm sorry, I can't give you any more love for the rest of this day because it's all used up on all the other kids"? That would be a ludicrous statement, right?
Right.
Because there's no limitations to love, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that is it. That's the whole principle right there. It's a little bit like two children playing in the sand. You know, we have wonderful beaches here in California. I want you to imagine you're sitting on the beach, catching a few rays, reading a book, whatever you're doing, just staring at the ocean. And there are two kids playing right around you. And their parents have given them a little bucket. And in the bucket, they put sand from the beach. They put a lot of sand in there. So the kids are walking around with these buckets, and they're playing. And, of course, the sand is falling out, and they're grabbing handfuls, and they're throwing it at each other. And at a given point in time, they happen to be right around where you're sitting. They're running out of sand. The sand is gone from the buckets, and they start to cry. And you say, "What's the matter? Why are you kids crying?" I say, "Well, there's no more sand in the bucket." What would you tell them?
There's some more sand.
Then look around you. There's all the sand you want. Just grab a handful. "Can I do that?" The kids say, "Yes." You know, put the sand in the bucket. Unlimited supply. Because what happens to the sand when you throw it up in the air? It's not going anywhere, right? It's falling down again. So this is true for money. It's true for love. I had a lady in one of my classes once, and she said, "All the good men are taken." I said, "If you have that kind of belief system, you're in real trouble. Because guess what kind of man she's going to attract if she believes that all the good ones are gone?
Bad.
The bad ones, right?" And she sort of stopped, and lights went on in her head, you know, because she realized that that kind of a thought form, that kind of a belief system, will attract only the bad guys. She says, "No wonder I've been having all these troubles." Yeah, you have to change your belief system. When I hear something like that, that all the good men are taken, or I can't find somebody good, you know, if we were to make this a project just amongst us here, a little project here, I bet you could find anyone about 1,000 possible good partners within 5 miles of where they live, if they live in a big metropolitan area like this one. 1,000. And then if you go beyond that, you know, another 5,000 or 10,000. And of course, you're not even counting the 1.5 billion people in China at this point. You know what I'm saying? The belief system is the one that's the problem, not the lack of enough nice people. There are plenty of nice people around. So change your belief system. Now, how do you do that? You believe, you make it clear to yourself, you repeat it on a daily basis, and the mental training exercises we later on are going to actually use this, that abundance is always available to us. And that any time we want more abundance, all we have to do is mentally open up ourselves to it. And then later on we do the mental training exercise, we're going to learn it at an inner level of the mind. Now, about what you want, there are 3 steps to take. First, what you want to do is you want to be grateful, thankful for what you already have. Very few people ever do that. Everybody says, "Well, give me more, give me more, give me more." Well, wait a second. How about being grateful for what you already have? That's the right mindset to have. To be grateful, if you already have good health, be grateful for that. If you already have lots of love, be happy about that. If you have $500 in the bank, hey, there are people that don't have a bank account. Be grateful for that. So be grateful for what you already have in order to attract more of what you want. That is the right mindset. That is the centered position that you want to function from, rather than one from greed, which pushes away. Just give me more, give me more, give me more is the wrong way to go about it. Be grateful for what you already have, and then allow more to come into your life.